Lots to talk about in racing. We'll review a big weekend last weekend, looking ahead to the Coast meeting at Gosford on Saturday as well. And Brad Davidson is joining us. How are you, Davo?
Morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. How are we, guys?
Very well, thank you. And let's start with a really good day at Hawkesbury on Saturday. And gee, Schwartz was good for John O'Shea and winning the Hawkesbury Guineas.
Yeah, certainly was, guys. Gee, we're lucky to get away, weren't we, there on the weekend with basically the showers missing most of the day. So we got away with, I think, a good force off five, which didn't look to be the case right throughout the week. And Schwartz really announced himself as a Queensland Winter Carnival contender there with a dominant win in the Hawkesbury Guineas, a race that a lot of good horses in the past have used as a platform to better things. And I must admit, I was against him there on the weekend, but it was a lovely ride by J-Mac. Once Bush Cassidy missed the start, he just seized the initiative, went straight to the front, got a very soft lead, but he put him away in really good style. And just a horse that's taken a few runs this preparation to hit his straps, but now that he's getting out to that 7 furlongs, he's really starting to come into his own. And you'd have to think, if he can get into the race, would be a lightweight Stradbroke chance in a month or two's time.
What'd you make of the winner of the Hawkesbury Crown on his debut here in Australia?
Yeah, it was a good effort, Loz. Coco Jambu, this European import, first run in Australia. And they're always hard to assess, aren't they, when they come over here to work out which ones are going to hit the ground running and which aren't. We get a bit of a guide through the trials, but it wasn't overly fancied in the market. But she did a really good job there on Saturday to grab the crown and announce herself as a stakes horse in Australia. Interested to see what they do with her, whether they sort of press on towards Queensland and Tats Tiara up there, or whether they just give her a break and take their time for the spring. But nice win in the Hawkesbury Crown, and what was a sort of a close finish, but did a good job to get the job done there. And I'm sure she's going to only build on that resume in Australia.
What would be a strike rate of horses coming out and having their first start and winning on debut in Australia?
Yeah, I always have this argument with a form analyst I talk to quite a bit, Mike Wood. I just tend to talk them down all the time, and he tends to like them and fancy their chances here in Australia first up. But I'm not sure what the strike rate is, but it'd be definitely mixed. Some of them, really struggle and take their time to hit the ground, and others, like Coco Jambu, able to hit the ground running and get that success early. But look, I think the majority of them would struggle just with that different style of racing, and a lot of them come off over here off long breaks. But some of them, particularly those that trial well, can definitely win first up.
Dave-O, we head to the Central Coast this weekend. You are known as the King of the Coast. What can we expect from Gosford this weekend?
I don't know if I'm the King of the Coast, Joshy, but It'll be a terrific week there at Gosford. Look, let's just hope the weather's kind to us. I know the track was in that heavy 10 range yesterday. We copped plenty of showers on the Central Coast over the weekend and continuing into yesterday. So we can only hope that weather's kind to us for the rest of the week. But Gosford, tends to handle the wet weather pretty well. Should be a terrific meeting as always, a meeting that grows year on year. We've got the coast and a stack of other feature races on the card. And look, if you are on the Central Coast, make sure you get out there to Gosford on Saturday. It's one of the better viewing racetracks in Australia for mine. You can get really close to the horses. There's a great sort of country atmosphere feel to it, and they always get a terrific crowd out there too. So should be a really good one to get along to, the Coast meeting at Gosford this weekend.
Did you get a start in the Winx movie?
I didn't know.
No?
No, a horse named Winx, yeah, September 5, I believe, guys.
So it's just a documentary.
Yeah, watching the trailer this morning, and talks about an unknown story about surgery and a few other bits and pieces. So it looked like it's going to be quite a good doco.
I got one for you, Davo. Did you ever tip against her?
Oh, I think I did in one of the early Cox plates. I think I tipped Hartnell to beat her, by memory.
Right.
But, not long after that, it was just, you didn't even have to really do the form on the race, to be honest.
Yeah,
it was
just kept,
Winks, winks, winks. So, that's all you had to do.
Horses to follow. What are we following?
Look, I thought there were a few to follow there out of the weekend. I thought Monty VB was terrific in the two-year-old race. He looks like he's going to make a really nice horse in time. I know it's an expensive yearling, so he might be one that gets out to a mile and further, so follow him. And thought Ajita was pretty good in the 1800 metre event. Looks like he's going to make a really nice middle distance horse, so hit the line really powerfully, and 2,200 looks right up his alley as well.
What about Forgiving?
Well, there's a few to forgive there from the weekend. Conasana, Dalcini and Montebello's Charm all pulled up lame. And unfortunately, Victory Lane bled there, so we'll incur that three-month ban. But, yeah, genuine forgive for those four horses on the weekend at Hawkesbury.
Thank you, Brad. Have a good day.
No worries, guys. Chat tomorrow.